All right, let's get into it. Please sing along. I can hear in your car and your shower and at home if you're not singing. Is that creepy? I didn't realize that was creepy. It's time for the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
How was your Mother's Day? A man and a father, they got into a fight on Mother's Day when he demanded more alcohol and his dad said no.
Yeah, I would be upset too.
You're not going to have any more alcohol. Well, things turned physical when the guy put his fist against his father's face and pushed him. When officers arrived, they arrested the son. His mother then shoved her husband against the counter and asked, "How's that for domestic violence?"
Well, you know... It's not great.
Oh, yeah. So the woman was then handcuffed, too, and they were both charged with battery. So I guess that guy had a nice Mother's Day, get to sit and watch whatever he wants in his man cave. And
there you go.
I have to go bail out his son and his wife later. Let's see here. A man is facing charges after taking upskirt photos of unsuspecting women in an Oklahoma City Walmart.
That's so gross.
Never got that. Even if you're whatever you think the hottest woman is, I want to see what that is later, but I would never be like... Got my camera.
I mean, wouldn't you think that if someone's going to take upskirt photos of some chicks, you wouldn't do it at like Walmart? Like, aren't you going to go to Target, get some of the upscale, moms? I mean, come on.
The MILFs.
Not the women that are going to shop in their 90s, right?
But maybe some people, see, that's common thoughts right there. But maybe you're not thinking about what this guy's really into because everybody's got like their own little niche thing, you know?
Maybe that's it.
I just don't know how people think they could get away with that.
Oh, well, he didn't, obviously.
Well, the key is, first of all, to silence the camera. I mean, this is obvious right there. That's like a flip phone right there. He was taking pictures, though, of unsuspecting women and going up their dresses. A security guard also reported seeing the guy blatantly putting his phone right under the dress. Well, okay, security guard, if you're seeing it, why don't you go up there and stop it?
Yeah, yuck.
I had to sit and watch from my security room and just report it. So, yeah, officers confronted the man. He claimed, listen. My attorney told me it's perfectly legal for me to do this in a public place.
What?
That is the most bizarre thing.
Now, you can record, like, right now, like, if you and I were all outside, even if you didn't want me to film you, I could film you all day in public if I want to. But I can't go, into your bra or, like, under your dress, like, stuff like that. He was trying to say, like, oh, well, my attorney told me I could do that.
Okay.
I think he got his facts wrong.
Yeah. You're going to need a new attorney now.
Yeah. Well, only photos he's taken now is in jail for his mugshot. So he ended up getting arrested, and he'll be in jail for a little bit. And our final Dummy of the Day story today here on the Joe and Alex Show, it's actually kind of something similar that I told you yesterday, if you remember, about someone calling 911. Remember they called it over a bong?
Oh, yeah.
They mistook it. They thought, oh, my gosh, it's a bomb. It's got to be a bomb in that car. Well, no, it wasn't. Well, kind of something similar happened. This, though, we have to go to Ohio. This guy named Eric drove to Covenant Presbyterian Church in Springfield, Ohio, and was half an hour early, always good to be early, for choir practice. So to pass the time, he busted out his bassoon. He sat down in his car and started playing it.
Now, what is that?
It's a very long instrument. I could be wrong. I believe it's a woodwind here. Don't get mad at me, band people, if I'm wrong about this one. But it's really, 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 really long. It almost looks like maybe a bazooka. So I can see how somebody might think it's something there. You can Google it, bassoon right now. And he started just practicing. Well, that's not good because as he sat down and he started playing.
A few minutes later.
Springfield police received a 911 call saying that there was a white male in a jacket and jeans sitting on the back of his car by the church holding what looked like to be a long rifle or possibly a bazooka.
Well,
that's what you get for trying to be an overachiever.
Yeah, you're trying to like, get your practice in.
Yeah. Extra practice in. Just don't be an overachiever.
At least somebody, you know, actually called the police. We've had a lot of issues going on lately where people did end up shooting up public places and buildings and schools and people knew and nobody did anything. So at least somebody was trying to take the right precautions.
I guess.
A poor kid, though.
And he was just a young kid.
5 minutes later.
Two police cars arrived on the scene. By the time the officers got to Eric's car, they realized the gun was, in fact, a musical instrument.
Ooh.
And they ended up laughing it off. Eric treated the officers to a bit of Mozart's bassoon concerto.
Well, that was nice of him.
Before they left him to practice. So here's a little bassoon.
A little midday soiree.
Oh man, he sounds Sounds amazing right there. Not my favorite. What's your favorite instrument? I got to go with saxophone. When you can play the sax, that's
what
it's
at. Oh, the Egyptian can play the saxophone.
No way. Yeah. I was just about to say.
No way.
Like, people who can play the instruments are hot.
Yeah, he can play. He'll like, sit down, like, all the time when I'm at his house, and he'll just start playing, like, guitar. He can play piano. He can play, anything.
Oh, my God.
He does it all the time.
Can he play any Nickelback?
I don't know. I've never requested Nickelback.
Because that's kind of hot if he can. I can play the recorder.
He can play that song, Hallelujah. You know, that song on the guitar. He can play Hotel California.
Those are his favorites. Hotel California is hot.
That's his favorite song.
Yeah, you play some Rockstar and Nickelback, and then we'll talk.